You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Talking about the Bucks-Celtics series because, holy what a game. Bucks were mollywopped by the Celtics for nearly the entire game. And yet, somehow, some way, they figured out a way to pull out a win. Was Celtics-Bucks, I wonder, the best Game 5 in history? It was close. It was so good. I can't think of another one off the top of my head. I'd like you guys in the comments, in my DMs, to let me know what's a better Game 5 than that. It had everything. Giannis dominance late in the game, blood dripping down his face, snarling, flexing, Al Horford on a trampoline at a million. Like old man strength, old man hops. Where'd you get those hops from? Did Oklahoma City let you get those when they put you on the bench last year? Pat Connaughton hitting corner threes, more impressively, never bringing the ball down towards his waist. He just catches it high, shoots it high. That is impressive. Tatum defining moment type of game, doing exactly what we wanted him in a clutch game. He did everything, solidifying himself at least in the top 10. Marcus Smart f***ing up, thinking that he should be the one to take the last shot of the game, thinking that he should be running the offense and getting his pocket picked by Drew Holiday. But the best part to me, by far, in this game was the final 11.4 seconds. There's been now articles written about this, but if you haven't read them because you don't have any time, we're going to break it down. Crazy, though. The craziest thing was before this game tipped off, I had somebody ask me, a friend said, truthfully, Trista, would you rather have Drew Holiday or Marcus Smart on your team? And it was a testament to how good Marcus Smart's been playing in this playoffs, but the answer is always Drew. It's always an easy Drew. Not even a question. But if you look at the list of the smartest players in the league, Drew Holiday is on that list. If he's not on your list, you don't know hoops. That's true. Like, that's it. Just, he's probably top one or two, maybe three. It's Draymond, it's Braun, it's Drew, it's, like, his IQ for the game is unparalleled. How about those 11.4 seconds? Drew's fingerprints all over him. Like, he won them the game. It was the coup de grace. Bucks up one. Out of bounds play. Bobby Portis just had a rebound put back to put the Bucks up one after Giannis, of course, missed a free throw. Celtics take a timeout. They're in their own front court. Marcus Smart gets the ball, designed to throw the ball to Jason Tatum, except for Pat Connaughton forces Marcus Smart not up high on the wing, forces him closer to the baseline by playing and defending up high, cheating. Marcus thinks Pat Connaughton overplayed his hand and overplayed him to give him a wide open lane. No, contraire mon frere. He thinks he has a free look to the rim. Tatum is now no longer an option to pass to because Smart gets the ball too far down towards the baseline and the passing lane is closed. Connaughton gets back in front of Marcus Smart at the last minute, looking like he up and chases back to contest. Marcus Smart's like, yeah, I'm going to be the man now. Everybody was showing those highlights of me passing the ball to Tatum. I'm going to be the one. They're going to show highlights of me. Looks like a free layup, right? Looks like a free layup. Drew has kept back on Jalen so that he doesn't pass, so Marcus Smart doesn't pass the ball to Jalen. But he's not worried about Jalen, truthfully. He's lying in the weeds, making Marcus Smart believe he's got the shot. And when Marcus Smart goes up, thinking that he's got Pat Connaughton beat, no, no. Drew Holiday comes back over, blocks his cups it, doesn't hit it out of bounds. He's right underneath the hoop, cups it under his arm, steps down with one foot, lands on one foot, puts his other foot down, pivots back, twists around, runs on the baseline, sees that he has nobody else on his team to pass to. So what does he do? Throws the ball at the perfect angle off of Marcus Smart, not touching his body. 6.4 seconds, night-night, sleep mask. It's the foul game. Now we have the game set up. Yes! What? Drew Holiday, you're the man. He says this: I didn't want to hit it and make it go out of bounds. I wanted to keep it in bounds. What's the point? He said earlier to The Athletic earlier this season. What's the point of stealing the ball if then you just hit it out of bounds and they get it anyway? Well, there's no point to that play. I was just thinking like instinctual. It's not like I planned it out or anything. But then Drew Holiday wasn't done. Connaughton then gets the ball like white boys do when it's free throw time. 5.9 seconds left. Swish, swish. Bucks up three. Celtics inbound the ball. Drew now intercepts or stops Smart at the half court and yup, picks his pocket clean. Dribbles out the shot clock, dribbles out the clock, end game, night-night. Doesn't even try to hit the layup. Just lets the clock expire. It took 11.4 seconds for Drew Holiday to end the Celtics' soul and their hopes. Like, I know that they were shook. We know that they believe, oh, yeah, we can go back to Milwaukee. We can get one. Can you, though? Can you in a closeout game? This is why Drew Holiday got four first rounds for him. This is why Milwaukee paid a king's ransom for Drew. His IQ in the highest moments are out of this world. Not even going to talk about the fact that he hit a late game three to put them up as well when he was absolutely cold from the line, cold from shooting. Just every part about him was awful until the end of the game. Giannis put up 40 and everybody is just talking about Drew Holiday. I could get in to the fact that Iguodala says Drew Holiday has the strongest core in the NBA, or how Drew Holiday trains barefoot because the feet are the center of all strength and balance and all of the things that he do centers on his ankles and feet strength. But it comes down to the biggest muscle of all, the brain. And no one's got a bigger basketball brain than Drew Holiday, and the Bucks are now in the hunt. They're going to win the championship potentially because of Drew.
Check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.